LeBron James on Kenosha shooting, and y'all wonder why we say what we say about the police. Stopped by Warner Todd Houston on August 24, 2020. LeBron James and Utah Jazz player Donovan Mitchell tweeted about the recent police-involved shooting in Wisconsin, saying the incident is an example of why they have been advocating for social justice. On Monday, Mitchell claimed that he doesn't feel safe because of the shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin. "It's crazy," Mitchell said according to TMZ Sports. "I don't have any words by WTF, man. This is why we don't feel safe." Mitchell, who is wearing Say Her Name on his jersey to bring attention to the death of Breonna Taylor, was joined by LeBron James on Monday, who also spoke on the incident. "And y'all wonder why we say what we say about the police. Someone please tell me WTF is this?" James said. "This SHT is so wrong and so sad. Feel so sorry for him, his family and our people. We want justice," he added. Jacob Blake, 29, is the black man shot by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, on Sunday. He had a long police record of public intoxication, sexual assault, domestic abuse, and many other crimes. Police shot Blake after he refused to obey their orders to yield to arrest. Blake continued to walk away from them, approached his car, opened the door, and then leaned into the open doorway. The Milwaukee Bucks also put out a statement, saying, "We stand firmly against reoccurring issues of excessive use of force and immediate escalation when engaging the black community. Our organization will continue to stand for all black lives as we demand accountability and systemic change on behalf of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Sylville Smith, Ernest Lacey, Dr. Hamilton, Tony Robinson, Joel Acevedo and countless other victims. We will work to enact policy change so these incidents no longer exist," they wrote. Many other athletes also spoke out about the shooting. KC Chiefs safety Tyrann Mathieu tweeted, "Damn, they shot that man 7 times. Why can't 3 officers subdue 1 male? I truly need answers. Y'all comment on everything else." Alvin Kamara of the New Orleans Saints wrote, "Attempted murder. I pray he survives." Former Celtics player and Hall of Famer Ray Allen added in Instagram, "No person deserves to be treated this way. Can we all agree on this? Where is our human decency? What happened to protect and serve? It looks more like harass and shoot." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.